Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Melee
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby, you know him, you know them good marijuana, lollipop.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood and international
call. Interface complete.
Yeah, let me let y'all motherfuckers know something real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Don't forget to check out DJ Smellgood on the corner of 34th and Shelby Street in
Tampa,
Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap
slow jam. Yeah. And today, man, we got a very, very, very important show today, you know what I'm saying? Because today is about the Indie Band Survival Guide. Which is actually available for purchase on Amazon.com. Or, you know what I'm saying, you can get it right here from your boy. You know what I'm saying? DJ Smells So Good in the building. I got the free guide that I will send you a copy of. We're going to be covering a few little key points off of it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm encouraging all indie, independent entertainers, artists, whatever you may be, go out and register yourself at IndieGuide.com. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and set you up an account there. It's got a whole bunch of tools and tips and everything that, you know what I'm saying, just you pretty much need, man, to really, you know, get a jump on this music game. You know what I'm saying? You never have too much information. And, you know, it's there. Yeah. So that's what we're going to be covering today. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be just, you know, it's a big, extensive manual, so there ain't no way in 2 hours I'm going to be able to cover anything, you know what I'm saying, really, you know, worthy of the manual. So that's what I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying? So just give me a few seconds, you know, I got to get strolled up, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into it, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. This is Indie Band Survival Guide Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? And help a brother out, man. If you ever come on this show, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and retweet the show for me. You know what I'm saying? If you're on Twitter, or follow me on twitter.com/DJ Smell So Good. And we go down like that. And shout out to DJ Party Time. Hit him up at the Party Zone, 3929 or 2939 or one of them motherfucking digits. We're going to switch that shit up and make it more pertinent. You know what I'm saying? Easy to find and shit. So coming right back at you, y'all. Stay tuned. Damn. Man.
I just want the paper. I just want the paper.
baby bam. Thought you was a conscious filler. I said I am, bam, but you gotta understand there's more to the picture. You wanna make a change, you gotta have a change. It's just the way of the game. The will of fortune, the price is right, it's the cost of the fame. So I gotta stack big and I gotta grind hard till I get my place in the Hamptons. And I ain't dreaming about this pimp. Spin, I'm making this happen. And then I'm banking in circles round these average cats. So you better get back, you don't wanna get back, but I do that's making me stack. So let me break it down to all my fans. So you don't get offended and turn me the pan. I'm all about uplifting and rising, surprising. I made this money, money never made the man. You got a loose face chest and a girl, you find another London, Paris, Brazil. How you gonna do that without no change? So come on, man, so let's keep it real. That's how I feel. Real kid, tell his daddy he home. Bet you not objective about that man making his money. Cause all them morals you think you got go out the window indeed. When you got people depending on you and you got miles to feed.
True. I just want the paper.
My bad. Big Bama right there, y'all, with the paper. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. Make sure y'all go to www.indieguide.com, man. Sign up, get registered. And, you know, if you need help reading this indie artist survival guide, you know what I'm saying? You can go there and get some more tips. That's what we're going to be reading today, the Indie Band Survival Guide, man, trying to give y'all some tips. But one thing that popped in the headlines today, and it's kind of disturbing to me. Poison, and this is not part of the nutty news today. We will be covering that at the top of the hour, but this is nothing to do with that. This is just something that popped in, you know, kind of crazy. I want to bring that. This is Poison. This is in Chicago. This is for people in Chicago, Illinois, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all heard about this or not, but Poison is planned to keep Asian carp from Great Lakes. Now, that headline already don't even sound right. When you talking about mixing poison in the water, yeah. Illinois environmental officials will dump a toxic chemical into a nearly six-mile stretch of the Chicago Sanitary Ship Canal Wednesday to keep the voracious Asian carp from entering the Great Lakes while an electrical barrier is turned off for maintenance. The fish, which can grow to 4 feet long and 100 pounds, and are known to leap from the water at the sound of passing motors, have been found within a few miles of Lake Michigan, and there is evidence they may have breached the barrier designed to repel them with a non-lethal jolt. Yeah, right. Environmentalists fear the fish, which consume up to 40% of their body weight daily in plankton, would starve out smaller and less aggressive competitors and possibly lead to the collapse of the Great Lakes sport and commercial fishing industry. The fish toxin rotenone will be spread Wednesday evening near Lockport, Illinois Department of Natural Resources spokesman. And after about 8 hours, crews will use large cranes with nets to scoop up an estimated 200,000 pounds of dead fish. Now, how you know what the fuck you're killing, though? This is what's killing me. How do you know that you just going to kill every fucking thing? And that is the problem with our motherfucking humanity, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is the problem with humanity. There's no fucking way you're going to specifically stop these motherfucking fish from coming in if you're not going to kill every fucking thing. You telling me 200,000 pounds of motherfucking fish, and that's all coming from them? And when they only been sighted in the area? Come on, people. You just said they were sighted in the area. They didn't say they was in the area. So why the fuck are you finna poison all these other fish? You know what I'm saying? Just to cover up. Come on, man. The carcasses will be disposed of in a landfill. the United Army, what the fuck are they coming here for? The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plans to perform the maintenance on the barrier. What? We just want to make sure there's no possible way the Asian carp can breach the barrier while it's down for maintenance. That's the main objective of this operation. Bullshit! Environmental groups say the support operation, but are urging federal officials to close three locks in the Chicago area that lead to Lake Michigan until they can determine a permanent solution. If there is a last ditch, chosen these locks, whatever. Asian carp escaped from southern fish farms into the Mississippi River during 1990s flooding and have been migrating northward since. Last month, officials announced that DNA samples were found between the barrier and Lake Michigan, although the fish had yet to be spotted in the area. Aside from decimating species prized by anglers and commercial fishers, Asian carp are known to leap from the water at the sound of passing motors and sometimes collide with boaters. The estimated cost of the operation will be between $1 million and $2 million, and the rotenone should naturally dissipate after it is spread, but the department will spread another chemical. Come the fuck on! Are you motherfucking serious? But the department will spray another chemical to help accelerate the process. So you're going to put a... Man, you motherfuckers is crazy. Rotenone has been used for 40 years in Illinois, and if used properly, there should be no effect to humans or other wildlife. Man, you motherfuckers is crazy. All right, Chicago, y'all better watch your ass, man. They trying to poison you motherfuckers, man. Damn. All right, well, there you go. Shout out to webinars, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, welcome to the webinar. Yeah, man. Let's go ahead. Let me get my music queued up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to read a little something, and we're going to, read a little something, and we're going in and get into some more music on and off. Y'all know how I do. What my damn porn music at? Yeah, I mean, this is my reading music, people. It's porn music, but, you know. It's my reading music. This is what I relax to. Good old porn music, yeah. Alright, where the is it? Well, it's the porn music. Excuse me? Okay, here we go, people. Alright, I'm gonna read a couple of excerpts out of the manual. This is coming to you from the Indie Band Survival Guide by Beatnik Turtle. Yeah. Alright, and this is the August 2008 update, you know what I'm saying? This is the current one. Most current, you know what I'm saying, since the 2006 original version came out. And yeah. This was copyrights. Yeah. Let me give y'all just a rundown of the actual survival guide. This is the contents. I mean, it's extensive, too. It's over... Shit. Damn. It's over 97 pages of information, you know what I'm saying, in this whole manual. So, of course, I'm not going to read everything in the manual. But the table of contents, you know what I'm saying, read. You got the forward. You get into the introduction. Then you get into the realities for independent bands. Which Busting Myths and Traditions, that starts on page 12. And that the subtopics cover major labels, which are a major ripoff. These are all different topics. Band Better Have My Money. All Rights Reserved for Them. Commercial Radio in Three Words. Pay for Play. And Ticketmaster. In for Their Cut of Everything. And that ends on page 15. Then you start 16 with the do-it-yourself. Goes in on, you know, how to just get a few things started, you know what I'm saying, by doing it yourself. Then we flip over to the business of the band. Then we cover something very important, which is your website, your band's 24/7 ambassador. Subtopics include starting a new website, domain names, web hosting, making a great band website, which subtopic is profiles and website goals. Then you got main topic, website laundry list, website marketing techniques under the subtopic is words and pictures, and then also delivering music from your website. Then we go down to promoting your music. You got subtopics of networking, which include other bands, sound guys, and bookers. I mean, which is all the shit that you need to promote your goddamn music. If you want to have them three things, I mean, especially sound guy. Sound guy is very important to your motherfucking production, man, a.k.a. your DJ. If you don't have a motherfucking somebody who know your music and know your setup and knows how to properly make your show sound good, yeah, you better don't even book no shows. This is all under promoting your music. Standing out, piggybacking. Three different ideals. Ideal number one is team up with a theater or a comedy group. Number two is write music for a business and have them promote your music. And then you have ideal number three, make a holiday album, which is only seasonal, but you know, shit, motherfuckers celebrate the seasons every goddamn year. And that type of music never gets old. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And let's see. Number four is play a charity show. Number five is play an art opening. Number six is music for podcasts and websites, a.k.a. Blog Talk Radio. Then you got some promotional tricks, like using Girls, 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 or having a pre-show CD giveaway, or interviewing other bands, which is what Goofy Bone does in promotion of his own music. This band, this guy already is, you know what I'm saying, is really kind of bringing out the, you know, the reality of what I actually already know, some things in the business, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, this is very informative, y'all. Keep going down to distributing your music, selling your music, selling at shows, consignment, online CD stores, such as CD Baby and Amazon.com, using online stores effectively, you know what I'm saying, which is a very major thing. We got subtopics include list major brands that you sound like, add good quotes from reviews, give song samples, and put links to your album storefronts from your website. Very important. And we get back into digital music stores, getting your music played, playing your music from your website, you know what I'm saying, which is virtual streaming. College radio, which, you know, which I don't really hear any artists be talking about. Why they don't try to get to these different colleges and really get their music played on the college network radio. That's very important because that's your future, and that's an open audience that's going to the clubs, you know what I'm saying? So definitely need to be running after them. You also have indie music shows on commercial radio, music websites, popular non-music websites, internet radio, which is Blog Talk, podcasts, DIY podcasts, theater and performance venues, jukeboxes, which is they have, what the fuck is that called, Touch Tunes or something like that now, which is in the clubs. You see a lot of clubs starting to, well, at least the hole-in-the-wall clubs are starting to get the jukeboxes, the digital jukeboxes that's remote from all the way around the club, so you don't actually have to go to the jukebox to choose a song. It's got little terminals that are hooked directly to the jukebox to where you can request your own music. So a lot of, you know, and you can have your music on that. Just make sure you go to the site and find out how to upload your music. Also, file sharing, satellite radio, and, of course, DJs. The most important out of this whole manual to me. But also, file sharing and independent bands' perspective, reframing the debate, file sharing for smarties, while file sharing works. You're going to break all that down. And then we're going to get on to putting on great shows. And this is all, I'm on to, like, page 70, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, recording an album, which, I mean, you have multiple subtopics under that, from how multi-track recording works, multi-track recording techniques, recording playing example, saving studio time, mix down, and mastering. All these got subtopics underneath, you know what I'm saying, to check out. So I'm just giving y'all just like a brief synopsis of, you know what I'm saying, of what's really to look forward to when you start reading the manual. You also got recording mistakes to avoid, album planning. Then you get to 81, which starts the copyright for independent bands. You got copyright 101, which is, you know, very important. U.S. copyright law in a nutshell. You got to get your motherfucking work copyrighted. Also cover myths about copyright, you know what I'm saying? How to register your songs with the U.S. Copyright Office. I mean, it's a bunch of different steps they cover. The different types of copyrights. you know, which I don't think a lot of artists know that, you know what I'm saying? You got different types, mechanical rights, publishing rights, performance rights, and sync rights, which are synchronization rights. And then you also have some rights reserved versus all rights reserved. And the Creative Commons license alternative, which is you can be found that on soundclick.com, and that's they practice the Creative Commons license, which is basically it's a online type of license through that website. You know what I'm saying? They basically are providing you with the license through their website. So anything happen with your shit, you know what I'm saying? You can refer back to their website and say, hey, I already had a Creative Commons license. My shit was already, you know what I'm saying? Even if it wasn't registered with the U.S. Copyright Office, you can get a Creative Commons license alternative. Also, performance rights societies and copyright cover songs and loops, which got a lot of subtopics under that. And then the conclusion, and then also about the authors. And then you got copyright and license. All that is covered, man. Now, that's just, all that is just a damn table of contents. I'm reading from the updated guide. My bad. I will be sending out the updated guide to everybody. And if you want to get a updated guide, if I don't send it to you, please go to www.indieguide.com, and they have the complete updated 2008 version of the guide. You know what I'm saying? Very extensive from the one that I originally sent out to everybody through the email, and the one that I had originally received. This new one is like shitting on it, really. I mean, it's really shitting on the other guide that I had received. The other guide it had a couple of pages, but it wasn't extensive like the other one. I mean, like this one here really goes in on, you know what I'm saying, in on it. And also make sure you go to reverbnation.com, and it's R-E-V-E-R-B nation, reverbnation.com, and go and set up an account, free account. But I promise you, I have not came across a better website yet. I mean, that gives you every single publishing tool as far as your music. I mean, from self-made widgets to chart stats to only real-time chart stats to fan email bombs. You can send out fan email bombs, newsletters, press clips, the little things that flash up that make, you know what I'm saying, the newspapers, little clippings and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You can get them all. I mean, so much shit you can get off of the Reverb Nation. That really should be one of your starting websites. Fuck MySpace. Set up a Reverb Nation account before you set up any fucking MySpaces, any fucking Mocha, any spaces, period, any .ning, none of that shit. It should be a Reverb Nation account. And I'm vouching for this motherfucking website. You feel me? This is every single thing that you're trying to do on these other fucking sites, all wrapped up in one, and then all that shit is right back in great, embeddable with every fucking website. Facebook, Twitter, MyMo, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's where you really, you know what I'm saying, you really want to concentrate and check that out. So, there you go. Thank you, Ms. PC. You know what I'm saying? Ms. PC always holding it down. Shouts out to Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Ms. Computer Lady. Y'all can check her out, man. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio, she does an excellent show. You know what I'm saying? She covers the in and outs of the PC, you know what I'm saying, programming and all kind of stuff in between. She got various times, so just do a search for Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying, on Blog Talk Radio, and then go save her as a friend, and then also favorite the shows, and you can be reminded of when, you know what I'm saying, when the shows actually are going to be airing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, I want to give a shout-out to all the artists that came through last night and performed. No? Okay. That's Michael Stout. Okay. And, God damn it, get the fuck off. Yeah, I want to thank all the artists that came out and performed last night. And I'm going to get into one of these. This is my homeboy, DJ Uncle F. real quick, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to jump into the manual, and we're going to cover a couple of key points, at least that I like, you know what I'm saying? And then you can definitely go back and check out the manual for yourself. Read the manual, but do not read the manual. Apply the manual. Sometimes we get caught up in reading and then just read the whole thing and don't apply it while we're reading it. You know what I'm saying? Then once we're done, it makes no sense. So read and apply the manual if possible. Print the motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? Pass it on. Share it with some other artists and stuff like that. Sit down and discuss it. And, you know, let it be your survival guide. Right, y'all check out Uncle F, man, F&F Studios. It's going out live right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good in the building.
Ideas, reason,
yeah.
Write this song, true lasting happiness, recognize the thought. Thinking, enjoy the circumstances, God is the plan. Now it's in my hand, making decisions with the right hand, making decisions with the left hand. Now I'm fine, not like be fine. Now it's the blessing within. Assemble your thoughts, destroy the devil. The fruit, gain wisdom, speak wisdom like a philosopher. Study, gain more faith, and destroy the hate like I'm like a baby. Swimming in the lake, stand up, yo man up, don't
slow down,
listen,
down,
give
slow
up.
Down, slow
guess
down,
what
slow down, down, slow down, slow down.
Posing new, picture me, just to grab attention. Did I mention the nation will see my ass, the greatest, the baddest, Mr. Handsome. I have God on my side, purpose and theme. You know what I do, you know what I mean. Moral benefits of wisdom upon the heart to understand. Find my hand, right to left, dribbling like if my name is Iverson to benefit a woman. Pay attention and gain wisdom from Uncle F and pass the test. Because guess what? This nigga's up next. I'm flexing from 9 to 5. Do overtime like I'm getting paid.
DJ Uncle F right there, y'all in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. And let me get my little drop out the way.
Hey, what's
you know
happening?
What
this your boy Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride.
Ride. It ain't no new record called Ride, people. God damn it. Y'all check out the new video, though. I will have that video posted up. And don't forget, I got my new WDGE TV coming January 1st, man. They're going to be popping it off, you know what I'm saying, starting off the 2010 new year right. And we're going to have the live video, you know what I'm saying. I will be doing a live video show, you know what I'm saying. I'll be doing something just like this here, but we're going to be, you know, flipping in and out the videos, talking about the videos, you know what I'm saying, talking to the artists and stuff like that, live via webcam and everything else, man. So y'all look out for that. That's going to be some real hot shit coming up, and I'm looking forward to that one, boy. So, yeah. Let me get into one of these here. Shouts out to Red Shade. Shouts out to Red Land. And I'm going to play both of these back-to-back, and then we're going to get back into the manual. Today is the Indie Band Survival Guide, man. Y'all need to be paying attention. Go to IndieGuide.com and sign up. Download the manual, keep it for yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, himself. Now he wanna cause a scene, making up for the attention he was missing as a theme. Now dudes a wild thing like Charlie Sheen, but he ain't major league, he ain't even on the team. He just loves to deceive, acts like he lives a dream. In reality, things ain't all what they seem. Always on campus, ain't involved in a thing. He just looking for a chick to live with another scheme. Looking for the broad with the lowest self-esteem. Talk her out of money to cop them ice creams. Daddy saw Pharrell rocking in that Vibe magazine. He don't know a true king, treats a lady like a queen. Caught up in the image, but he don't know what it means.
For the things I've done and all the things I did not say. Please excuse me if you shot your gun. I didn't mean to sound that way. I tried my best to give to you all that I have left. Always speak the truth, do the best I can to help you understand, to be a better man. But maybe that's all over. Everything I did was to survive. You can't walk in my shoes, but still you tried. Now what does it mean you don't know why? Why don't you spread your wings and fly? But still I pray you find a day that you can say you found your way. You live for you, you find your truth in everything you do. You know what it is.
Major surveillance.
If you're a single lady,
let me buy you around.
Girl, I like your face, but I love your partner. I just wanna get to know you better. What's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in, take a sip of Nouveau and Patron. I can give you what you want.
Work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that.
If you came with your girlfriend, maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend. You're a single lady, let me buy you around, let me buy you around, let me buy you around. You're a single lady, let me buy you around, let me buy you around, let me buy you around. So we can get to the kitchen and the hugging, so we can get to the touching and the loving, so we can get to the boot and the
eye.
Y'all know me, just cool breeze, hailing from the beans, so I always show the three, trying to get up in the club, I ain't supposed to be drinking, yeah, I know I'm too young, but I'm not even thinking, I'm a single lady, wanna buy me around, or maybe take me in the Phantom while you drive me around, and we can cruise in the city while enjoying the sounds, and I ain't never gotta worry, cause you holding it down. Don't want much, just someone to hang with. If you coming with the drama, homeboy, you can save it. If you got yourself in order, then you speak in my language. And I got a mouth on me, I just hope you can tame it. If you agree, we can make the arrangements, do things my way. But I'm willing to change it. We'll see how it ends by the end of the night. Cause if you act right, you know what's going on.
If you don't wanna have fun, baby, where you come from? Put it in reverse and let me pull up to your bumper. Baby, you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own.
I can give you what you want.
Work that.
I can give you what you want. Work that.
I know you came with your girlfriends. Maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend, yeah.
You're a single lady. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. You're a single lady. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around.
So we can get to the kissing and the hugging. So we can get to the touching and the loving. So
young child. So they attracting with that line, what's your name, what's your size? Like to rock a lemonade, I just creep it from behind. And if you're trying to get away, tell me what you got in mind. You can leave your whip, baby, you can hop in mine. Now tell them other cats, it's too late, they out of time. Fuck your man, out of sight, out of mind. Remind me of my 6'6 drop. You smell good like it's to me up. Lace you with yellow ice, lemon drops. Mucho dinero, the money don't stop. Round after round, the drinks don't stop. Treat tonight like it's New Year's, the bottles don't pop.
Get
Yeah, that was Red Shades right there. That was actually Burst Simmons, you know what I'm saying, featuring Young Jock and remixed with Red Shades. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Shouts out to Red Shades out of Boston, you know what I'm saying, doing real big over there, man. And we getting back into this guide, y'all. We're going to read a couple of key points, you know what I'm saying, to put y'all up on game. And don't forget, you know what I'm saying, go check out www.ndguide.com and sign up, man. All right, let's go back into this one here, man, and read y'all a couple of things. Let's see what I want to cover. There's one thing, Brandon, that's what I did see. Hold on, there's so much shit in here. God damn. And in this guide, man, it's got links, too, that you can actually click on. And if you're online, it should take you to the actual link. You know what I'm saying? That you can, I believe, let me make sure. Yeah, that wants to take you to a website. So anything, yeah, if you click on the bottom, it's got some links that actually take you straight into, you know what I'm saying, straight into what you're looking for. So it's a lot of stuff on here. I'm trying to get through the introduction. And, yeah, and I'm going to read this first one because this really kind of trips me off because motherfucking artists always like to, I guess, you know, think it's the cool thing to try to run to a motherfucking record label. And, you know what I'm saying, get signed, like that means something. So, let me go ahead and start this off, because this is at the top, you know what I'm saying. The realities for independent bands, you know what I'm saying, busting myths and traditions. Much of what we're going to say regarding the realities that an independent band faces goes against conventional understandings of how things work. We're going to provide you with a lot of links to articles, so you can research it for yourself, which is the key thing. Always research it for yourself. Once you know what I'm saying, you keep researching it, then you have a better understanding of it. Here's the summary. Major label contracts are viciously unfair to musicians. Do not try to get signed to one. Right. You can't get played. These are in bold letters now. You can't get played on commercial radio because the rule is pay for a plate. It costs a lot of money to get your album played on the radio, and they usually ignore small labels or unsigned bands. Down here, they tell you to kiss their ass. They tell you it takes 350 motherfuckers calling every single day for at least a week straight in order to get your motherfucking song considered to be played on the radio. All right. Also in big and bold is Ticketmaster and Clear Channel. Also, Infinity Broadcasting, all of the same motherfuckers, and other similar groups, have made it extremely difficult to play at large live venues. Exactly. So, if all the above is all news to you, then you should really read on for the full story, because it's quite a wake-up call, which to me is really not. I've been saying it, if y'all listen to my show since I've started this motherfucking radio show, I've always said don't never take your ass to go sit on the fucking bench. If you want to ride the bench in the motherfucking game, then go and get signed to a goddamn record label. But if you want to make some money, if you want to be your own fucking star, you want to be your own hero, then you need to get it off your grind and get it how you live. We in 2009 going into 2010. There is no excuse. You are the record label. You are the promoter. You are the DJ. You are everything that you want to be as long as you apply yourself. Let's start this off. Major labels are a major ripoff. Yeah. Crank my motherfucking music back because we can really get in on this one. Because this is just such a big issue to me, man, that, yeah, you got to cover this like probably the whole damn show. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my shit crumb back up. All right. Wanting to get signed to a major label is like wanting to get hemorrhoids. Yeah. If you want to get signed to a major label because you want the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, then go for it. You can get all of the above from them. Yeah. If you want it for the fame, reach for that brass ring. Yeah. They like famous rock stars. Famous rock stars sell albums. But if you want to get signed to a major label because you want to make millions of dollars, forget it. Yeah, it's a waste of time. You should even forget it if you want to make a decent living. You should definitely forget it if you love the music. Yeah. Here's why in short. And believe you, people, all this is coming from the Indie Band Survival Guide. All right? I'm not just reading this off the top of my dome. Here's why in short. First of all, money. If you manage to produce a moderately successful album, you'll be lucky to make $20,000 a year. Most bands are not even that successful. Then it comes to your rights. The labels, and this is what I see, the labels get all of the rights to your music, your recordings, and the name. No matter how successful it is, they will always own it. Now you have to change your fucking name. So hell no. Now, and then third is you is their bitch now. Yeah, you will be their bitch. You will owe them music, money, and will be working for them. Many bands have had problems with the labels dictating what music to play, not releasing music or albums that they did right, or releasing and then burying their music with no promotion. This lack of control is what is mentioned a lot in the music press when bands complain about the labels. So here's why, the long version. Band better have my money. Big and bold. The money's not there because of two reasons. One is that they charge you for everything. And we do mean everything. From recording the album, mastering, the producer, marketing, duplication, breakage, which means breaking the record, samples and giveaways, the music video, limos, drugs, prostitutes, that guy who's separating out the red M&Ms, the cowbell polisher, etc. Hell, they even charge interest on the money that they spent on you, including that advance that they gave you at the beginning, probably the only money you'll actually see. Yeah, so go run and get you on your damn major labels, man. Anyways, the second reason is that they are tight with the distributors and it's not in their interest to give you an honest accounting of the sales. Why? Because you're not trying to check on your own stats because you just ran to us to get fucking signed. So that means you don't care about record sales. You know Columbia House or the BMG CD clubs. Yeah, the accounting statements for those are a bank error in their favor. Overseas sales? Yeah. What overseas sales? Uh-huh. If you want to audit them, you're paying for the audit, and you will be contractually obligated to give them warning ahead of time when they'll clean up their bookkeeping. You already know that. So, don't believe us? Research this on your own if you want to get into the industry. The best is The Problem with Music, and this is a book, The Problem with Music by Steve Albini. Also, Courtney Love had an interesting lawsuit with her major label, later settled, where she led us behind the scenes on how they treat artists. And we also recommend reading about Janice Ion as she talks about file sharing from the point of view of an artist with a long career with the label. And believe you me, people, they put your shit out on LimeWire and all these wires and all that shit without your motherfucking permission. And you wonder how your shit got leaked. You wonder how your album and song got out there, you know what I'm saying, when you ain't even, you know, thought about putting this shit out there. Somebody else did it for you. And then you got your all rights reserved, and that's for them. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to read this last little bit one, and we're going to get back into a little bit more music. Because this is so true, too, man. This, let me check back real quick, see if Miss Computer Lady got something in on this one. Page. Okay, found. Okay, sorry about that, Miss Computer Lady. I know you followed along, so I'll make sure I read the pages that I'm on. Yeah, we're down. I'm on page 13. This motherfucker got 102 pages. And I'm just on page 13. I'm talking about the all rights reserved, and this is for them. And it's because before you sign away on that dotted line, make sure that you understand the rights that you have with the music you create. Read our copyright section for more information. Again, before you sign away on that dotted line, make sure that you understand the rights that you have with the music you create. Most motherfuckers don't even understand it's different publishing rights, it's different rights, period, when it comes to copyrighting your motherfucking music. Once you know what you're giving away, imagine you just bought a house. You might have a lot of debt, but at least the place you're living in will one day be yours. You are paying out monthly, but you are slowly on the path to owning your own house. It's a good feeling. When you're done, you own something of value. Now imagine that you've just signed a record contract. You get a nice lump sum advance, but they are charging that money back to you. So it means essentially it is a loan. They are also keeping track of the money they spent to pay for your recording, your mastering, and producer costs. So let's say that the album does well in the market and you cover all of these costs. You need to, because you don't get paid a penny of any color until they recoup all of their expenses. Yeah, but let's say your album, let's say you recoup, which most bands usually fail to do. You've paid off the house, as it were. Although you get a trickle of income for each album you sell, they own the music, even where you're all done. Imagine spending all of this time paying off a house, and when you're done, the bank owns it instead of you. This is what that statement right there, let me tell you something about this housing shit, people. You never own shit. I don't know who the hell keep blowing smoke in the air, like, you know, and making it so proud to be a fucking homeowner. I don't see why. You do never own shit. When you pay your motherfucking house off, you still have to pay what? A monthly mortgage on that motherfucker. Therefore, that is rent on that motherfucker. So you never own no goddamn house. I don't give a fuck if you paid off this, you paid off that. You still have to pay the property taxes on that motherfucker. So how you own that shit? If you making payments on something. All right, people, that's just a little, throw in there. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little throw in there now. You're going to get all education from all points. You know what I'm saying? All points. Here's another way to put it. The contract specifies that when you write songs, record the album, and play your ass off, that you are doing what's called a work for hire. You have no more rights to your own music than an office temp would have for the data entry that he typed in, except you're not even getting paid by the hour. The idea of giving the rights away to music that you cared about is a painful one. Keep that in mind when you want to get signed. All you motherfucking little crony-ass Milli Vanilli motherfuckers and shit out there, just think that the label is the shit. You know what I'm saying? Being on the Bucks football team when these motherfuckers is 0-7, goddammit, or 1-7, but just because they got a lot of hoes that like their team, you want to get your dumb ass on a losing team. All right, go and get your ass signed. Anyways, if you still want to get signed, consider the following. These are not scare tactic people. These are just realities from people who have already been drugged through the fucking mud. All right? And just been blessings to everybody else who's come along. You will not be an employee of the label. Understand, you will not be an employee of the label. You'll have to get your own insurance and all of the other stuff that a working person has to worry about. And yes, that is really expensive. Most musicians live without insurance. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask the majority of anybody who come on this motherfucking show if they have insurance. Ask Goofy Bone. We're going to find out if he has insurance. Of course he does, because he's his own record label, because he's his own artist on his own record label. That is the smart way to go, people. Understand that, what I just said. Secondly, since you get nothing from the label, touring and merchandise is the only way to make money, and that's drying up. You know what I'm saying? Man, third, don't do a thing until you read All You Need to Know About the Music Business by Donald S. Passman in our own The Indie Band Survival Guide. Reading is fundamental, people. Reading is fundamental. Don't trust anyone else to explain it to you. Don't even trust us. Like I always say, don't never motherfucking believe what I say. Go and read it for yourself. Read and learn about this yourself if you are attempting to do this. Everyone in the music industry has to keep good business relationships with each other. And they won't give you the whole story because they work together. You know what I'm saying? Even your own lawyer and agent will not always be on your side because they are trying to motherfucking make money. They have to work with the major labels even when you're done and gone. So no, you're not going to be their motherfucking favorite client because they have the record label as their favorite client. And they are the ones that are sending more motherfuckers to them than you are. Yeah, understand that one. Understand that one. Finish reading this up and then I'm going to get back a little bit more music and we're going to come back with commercial radio in three words. You know what I'm saying? So possibly the best online link for this issue is the Future of Music Coalition, which is literally a group of musicians trying to set things right. Their critique of major label contracts is very informative. And the best research you can do on this topic is definitely the book All You Need to Know About the Music Business by Donald S. Passman in our own The Indie Band Survival Guide, which is mentioned above. And you can pick up your copy of the Indie Band Survival Guide on www.indieguide.com. And you can also go to amazon.com and pick up All You Need to Know About the Music Business. And that's by Donald S. Passman. So we're going to get into some more music, man. We're going to come back, you know what I'm saying, to dig back into this 102-page guide, man. You know what I'm saying, to getting y'all set right and set forth in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Let's see, won't hurt, heard from some indie artists that a lawyer won't hurt, true, and Nasheeba interviewed someone regarding that, and that she's, yeah, it is a loan, yeah, basically, yeah, it's a motherfucking loan, they ain't gonna give you shit, they gonna, the only thing they gonna give you is they ill for you to beg into, and then after that, they gonna run your ass through the motherfucking mill. I've been telling motherfucking artists this since I've been into the goddamn music industry. If you motherfuckers want to join a goddamn record label, then you might as well motherfucking...
Where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in the gang shooting people.
Oh, wait,
drugs.
I'm coming right to you,
now,
homie.
I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
That's real, man. Go on. If you want a motherfucker to sign up to a goddamn record label, you might as well just go on and join the fucking military. Same fucking shit. Left, right, left your ass and everything else. Let me beam in an important figure right here to the Trilateral Radio. This is motherfucking Goofy Bone coming out of San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? And he has his own record label, so we finna drop a question on him as soon as we bring him up in here, people. Here we go. Here we go. The sound of the beat. All right. Smelly's wet back bubblegum shrimp is in the building. Goofy Bone.
Ladies and gentlemen, how's everybody doing on this wonderful Wednesday?
What is
happening? What's the question you want to ask me, brother? Because I believe I want to get some shit off my chest right now.
All right. Well, check this out. I just read, I'm reading out of the Indie Band Survival Guide, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just read All Rights Reserved. And basically, I'm reading off of major labels. They're a major ripoff. And I read, you know, I just read a couple of little hints and stuff like that. But it says, it asks one point on here, and I want to ask you real quick. Insurance. Do you have insurance for your record label?
Like if shit was to hit the fan and like...
Yeah, well, like if... Or yeah, I guess that will cover all the equipment and your works and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you have insurance. Now, certain artists have that you've come along, do they have insurance, like, on their own self? Have you met other artists?
No, they even know that they're supposed to have insurance? I'm the only guy that has actually fucking did my research and actually got us insurance, because I've seen people have wonderful studios. You get one fucking player hater up in there. Next thing you know, he robs the fucking place, and then you have nothing. So I went out and I got insurance. Shout out to State Farm for being my insurer. But yeah, anything happens wrong here, the motherfuckers steal my shit. Shit blows out.
Is there a special name for that insurance?
Yeah, musical insurance. Musician insurance.
Musician insurance. Damn. I ain't know that shit.
And like a lot of bands do it. I don't know, like bands that are on the road that have their own equipment and all that other stuff, they have that shit.
Get info about the industry before getting into it. That dude, yeah, that's a good point. As Computer Lady said, when she was at a conference in Toledo, Donald Lawrence mentioned during one of the workshops that all artists, no matter what genre, you should get info about the industry before getting into it. But you find a lot of these little stupid motherfuckers nowadays think that just because they can, you know what I'm saying, formulate a fucking rhyme on the top of their head, like they're the next goddamn MC Hammer, or they're the next fucking Keisha Cole to blow, you know what I'm saying, because they can hold half a tune, but don't know nothing about the industry.
No. They think, I'm telling you, most artists think, that they make a song, they going to get signed the next day.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, these little niggas came on the block, bro. Some little niggas named Money Goons, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy little nephews. Brung, Nate, Tho, looking dirty asses, look like Mill Gay Walkie niggas, onto my motherfucking block. Ain't going to tell me, dog, man, we need you to put these two songs together, man. We got a major label going to be, some major labels going to be looking at us tomorrow, man. They want to hear our music. Whoa. How in the hell you already to the threshold to where a motherfucking label want to look at you? I have never heard of you on the streets. I mean, not ever heard of you in the streets. So how in the hell you already to the door of a motherfucking label when you, I mean, I'm the only nigga down here in Tampa that supports nothing but indie artists on the street corner. So if you're not fucking with me, not saying that I'm the shit, but I'm a damn show, you know, I'm a damn piece of the shit, you know what I'm saying? That's helping you, you know what I'm saying, get to where you need to be. These motherfuckers, man, I promise you, dog, when I listen to the song, I should play the shit, but it's so garbage, I'm not even going to play the shit. These motherfuckers pulled up, listen now, they pulled up in a T-top, old ass, I don't know, that bitch was a 76, whatever the hell, sitting on 10s with no rims on it, no hubcaps, nothing. Niggas look dirty their damn selves. This is what I tell you as an artist. If you say that you got money, if you say you riding on 24s, if you say you got hoes, if you say you doing all of this, you need to have some kind of proof of what you have. Because when a motherfucker pulls your whole card and really embarrass you and put you on blast, and you can't back and verify that, and you riding in, and your song says, I got 22s on the front, 24s on the back. What country redneck stupid shit does that even sound like? Them lyrics don't even go together.
Huh?
22s on the front, 24s on the back. What? How ignorant? That sounds stupid.
Race cars?
This what fuck is it? Not on just no regular car. It's the lyrics. These motherfuckers
do they have the car to prove it?
This is what. No, they don't have shit to prove it. They sitting in a T-top might as well say a drop top Yugo.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? With no hubcaps on the motherfucker. And all these niggas broke, you know what I'm saying, passing around half a cigarette. And bringing me a CD that was so fucking dirty, dog, that it took a few minutes for two tracks. It took like 5 minutes for me to scan them bitches into my computer. Two tracks. And that's the other thing, man. Artists out there, you got to motherfucking take care of your shit, man. I get tired of show after show, motherfucking artists come through and they got them CDs look like they done did 8 shows with the same fucking disc.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. Now. Artists out there, nowadays, everybody's fake. Soulja Boy getting jacked for a chain, he don't care. Why? Because he says he has money to replace it. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah,
okay? And Lil Wayne and Birdman, they over here kissing and shit.
Kissing. Like that shit.
What kind of shit is that?
Hey.
What else do we got? We got Puffy not taking the rap for his own shit, but he's letting one of his up and coming artists take the rap for him.
And then got his ass deported to cover up the rap. Oh yeah. Shine is deported, homie. He is no longer in the United States.
Y'all think Sean's coming back? Nah, he got deported.
Nah. Y'all gonna hear Bolivia's greatest, goddamn it, before y'all hear this motherfucker back here in the United States. Shit.
No, but you know what? I want to seriously, to all the independent artist people out there that are listening, get your shit up in the game first before you start saying that you have this, you have that. Because believe me, that's what I did. And when a motherfucker wants to say, oh, I live in a one-bedroom apartment, yeah, I wish I did. I would have so many flat-screen TVs up in that motherfucker, you would think it's a command center. And people, I am real about my shit. I got a charger on 22s. I got a navigation system up in there. I got a one of those speed things where I'm speeding, and if the cop tries to radar me, it blocks the radar. Yeah.
Yeah,
I got a rear
view
camera in the back.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was tempted to just put TVs all up in that bitch. But then I'm like, why am I going to put TVs up in there when I'm not going to even be back there enjoying that shit?
And watching this shit, which kills me. Like motherfuckers
exactly.
With spinning rims. What the fuck you got spinning rims for when, bitch, you don't know the motherfuckers are spinning?
I'm just telling you, people. Don't live off stories from your friends or your family members.
The media. Do not
live
off of
the
media.
And in the media. If somebody goes off and a bunch of kids get killed in Oakland, and then I'm over here rapping about it like I did it, I'm a motherfucking fake, people. For real.
Oh, well, let me answer one quick question for Ms. Computer Lady. Anybody out there looking for file transfer, like if somebody send you WAV files and you like, God damn, how the hell I need MP3s? Download.com is the shit. I don't give a fuck what you're looking for. Software, everything, just go to download.com, type in what you're looking for, and it's called a converter, MP3 converter. You know what I'm saying? Or any file converter.
I got that on my Pro Tools.
Yeah, so what the Pro Tools come with. But, I mean, just it's one called Switch.
No,
it
costs $20 extra.
They do?
Yeah. It gives you like a free month trial, and then after that month's over, you got to start throwing some change around for that.
Okay,
bit.
Yeah, SoundForge did that, too, after it gave you that little limited trial, and then you can't convert them no more. But Switch File, either use Switch File or WavePad Editor, both of those. I don't give a damn. Go to download.com, type in MP3 converter, and then it's going to pull up thousands of motherfucking converters. Go to the left-hand side of it. You'll see where it says free, and it says free to try. You want free. Fuck that free to try shit. You don't want no trial or none of that. Click on free, and it will pull up every motherfucking converter that you can goddamn anything, antivirus software. You shouldn't be paying for that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You shouldn't have antivirus software. You shouldn't be motherfucking downloading viruses.
Well, but no.
You should treat your computer like you treat your dick.
But
protect.
Yeah, I have to correct that though, because I had to check the artist last night who brought me his fucking flash drive with a virus on the fucking shit. This is why
well,
I tell you, even flash drives carry viruses because they pull them out of one person's shit, out of their homeboy shit, throw it into his shit, take it out, put it into other shit, and they ain't none time running the goddamn virus check on that shit.
That's why.
And this
you
is what I'm telling
shit
them.
Emailed Smelly. I've had people done that shit, and I say email it to me.
But it's at the club. I mean, this is they finna perform.
It
this
don't
is
matter.
Right before they finna perform.
Phones. Motherfuckers should have their shit prepared.
Right. So
like when I meet somebody and say, hey, do you have any other music you could send me? Pull out the iPhone. I already have it on my email. Like I already sent it to myself. So all I have to do is forward that email, boom, to that person. Boom, he gets the file. Boom, he hears it right there and then.
Right, right. But I'm saying this is a little opposite. Last night, this was their performance shit. They had all their show CDs on the jump drive. Like six different dudes, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, I
would have
told them to go fuck themselves and come back.
And I didn't know, though, until I'm just saying, my shit, I got all kind of shit, man. I got that.
No, I know you.
Three fucking antivirus shits on here.
I'm talking about motherfuckers that don't know the system. If you
right.
got fools that are claiming that they're going to get signed tomorrow or someone's going to hear it and they don't got a motherfucking CD,
yeah.
that tells you something.
Man.
Oh, I got this thumb drive. Well, take the thumb drive and shove it up your ass. No. For real.
If it ain't.
You got to come prepared like everybody else does.
I don't know.
And you know the
but
funny
no,
thing
no,
is?
Listen though. I mean, the thumb drive was impressive, but you just got to make sure that the shit is clear of viruses before you go just giving it to other motherfucking people. I prefer to play the, because I don't play CDs off of my laptop. I'm strictly, you know what I'm saying, MP3. So I do like the thumb drive, but it's just a simple, because I don't like playing CDs. You know what I'm saying? Everybody normally brings
CDs. DJ's over here. You know, you got to come with your CD, plain
yeah.
and simple.
Oh, okay. No, I'm a little bit opposite. I'm saying both. Okay.
Well,
I play
what they do
both.
Is what they do is they take that CD and they'll download the music and they'll give you the CD back.
Right. Well, I do that too. Same thing with the jump drive though. It's the same shit. You know what I'm saying? It's the same shit. They do it for you. It's easier. You
no,
know
I
what
know
saying?
The thumb drive and all that shit, but you know.
But if they bringing it with viruses,
it's not on
man,
a CD,
it's
not really official. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Mm. Well, for a show purpose, it was smoother because these motherfuckers, like I say, they bring CDs that they done did eight fucking shows with and never reburnt the goddamn CD. So that bitch comes scratched like 800 kids got a hold of it and then listened to the bitch and gave it back. So, you know, tighten
well,
up, man.
Whatever.
Yeah,
well, let me tell you about my drama over here up in Straight Loke Records. We all heard the news that Goofy Bone was going on absent. He's going to be absent for a little while. He has to finish his album. So when we're going to go promote the album, we have a show to do this Thursday. And lo and behold, my right-hand man, my vice president, tells me he made plans. He has other things to do. And the reason why he said that, because we're only doing two songs on this set, because there's like so many people performing and shit. But it's like, who gives a damn? Every time we go up on stage, and I put this on my goddamn life, everybody is staring at us that are like, amazed, like, you know, you people, you watch people and you'd be like, oh wow, these people are good, these people are like in amaze. And then after we're done with our set, we get people coming up to us, hitting us up, being like, oh man, I never heard music like this out of San Jose before, because all these people are used to the hypey music and everybody sounds the fucking same.
Wait, tell me something real quick. What the fuck is hypey?
Hypey is just it's basically like a feeling that you feel when you hear the music, but instead of dancing, you get crazy and go hypey. It's like hyperness. It's like you just go crazy.
So I'm saying, is it a dance or?
Well, it's a trend. It's a dance with a trend to it. But I'm telling you, it's cool in the Bay, because the Bay, you could do whatever you want. But, I mean, once it goes outside the Bay, it's nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some people out there that are Mac Dre fans, and you know, they're loyal to the hyphy and all that stuff. But it's like, we don't get our recognition that we do. Shit. And, you know, a lot of people from the Bay, they get, shit swagger jacked from them. All these other mainstream artists, but it looks good to them. Because, they've never seen that kind of style before, but where did it come from? The Bay. Too Short. Years ago, we didn't call the ATL the ATL. We called it Atlanta. Too Short went out to Atlanta.
And called that bitch, yeah, and called
yeah.
It, yeah.
And where did all the music, and then where's all this music coming from now? From the South now.
Yeah.
He planted the seed and watched it grow.
Bitch, and
it happens.
With that favorite word,
do your history. Do your history and look at it. But I'm not saying that Atlanta don't got no good rappers. But I'm just saying, years ago, it wasn't ATL. It was Atlanta, home of the Falcon, home of the Peach.
Shout out to motherfucking Ceddie J just came off in this bitch. I thought I smelled baby powder.
Ceddie J, but no, I'm just putting a point out there. You know. The Bay gets ripped off a lot because there's no motherfuckers that are, I mean, E-40, of course he's putting it down, but, I mean, he's not up there all on motherfucking, like, 106 and Park and all
right.
That
right, he's
stuff.
Not that image that's putting
yeah,
y'all on the map.
Yeah, he's not that image.
That's,
I mean, the music's there, but he's not, like, there with, say, like, T.I., Lil Wayne, and all those other motherfuckers.
Yeah. And really never has been since his whole career.
His whole
ever,
career.
Even with movies, even with being in Three Strikes and, you know what I'm saying, them little movies and shit,
mm-hmm.
That did nothing for his movement, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, because, I mean, to me, I thought he was the creator of the hyphy movement, you know what I'm saying, E-40, because that was the first time I ever heard about it. You know what I'm saying? Well, he was talking about some hype for this and hype for that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, because, see, Mac Dre, when he died, that's when all the Bay Area rappers got together and they said, okay, we're going to keep this movement going. But E-40's the only main one that kept that shit going. I mean, we have all these other independent rappers and all these other rappers doing it, but it's just everybody sounds the fucking same. And it's
that,
like, how
that.
Can you enjoy a movement if everything sounds the fucking same?
Well, that's what
I'm
working
you know,
with.
I don't hate on my peeps, or I don't hate on nobody else. I'm just telling the basic truth and facts. God's
okay.
Honest truth. Because everybody knows they need the truth.
Where's my
y'all
want to
be fake? Y'all want to be... I mean, this era of music is just showing the kids of the future that...
Music
motherfucker,
sucks.
You're going to be a bitch one day. For real. All
right. All right, y'all. We're going to keep reading on. Let's go ahead and get back into
okay.
This guide, man.
Oh, no, but hey, well, can I finish with my story with Bruce?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, so we got to promote this album. I got us all booked for this whole month. And now this motherfucker's talking about he's busy. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But don't come back and say, oh, you want to do something when you want to do it. So now I got to do all these shows by myself. And, I mean, I don't got the songs to do it all by myself. But, shit, I'm going to have to be working double time. Now I thank God I took the vacation. But it's like all these indie artists, you guys got to put your heads together and see what's important. Because if you're just going to rap just to rap, that's fine. But if you're going to rap to try to go somewhere, it takes a lot of work. And I do mean a lot of work. But that's the shit I'm going through right now.
Yeah, so I did that. First it's fucking out the sky, now it's goddamn.
Yeah.
Fucking Bruce, goddamn.
Fucking Bruce, fucking A, man. But you know what? I'm telling you. It's the way we do things. Because the people we go perform with, everybody fucking just loves us. Even though these other motherfuckers, they'll put us on second or they'll put us at third, you know, when the crowd's not really there. But shit, the people that are there, they fucking love us. Standing ovations and shit like that. None of the other people get that shit. And the funny thing is that I think Bruce can't handle the people coming up to him and all that shit. Because all that time, I'm there talking to him.
Oh, man, listen. That's one thing about the industry, too, man. I mean, some people aren't in it for the fame. Some people just in it for the money. You got to, you as an indie artist got to, you know what you in it for. Are you going to be in it because you want paparazzi, the motherfucking following your ass around every fucking day, because that's what's going to motherfucking happen. And if you're not a people person and you can't handle that, then you don't need to be the motherfucking lead singer of the group. You need to be the backup that's standing off way in the back. It's just some people in the group are like that. Everybody in the group is not in it for the fame of it. Some motherfuckers just in it to ride along with the group, you know what I'm saying, to see the success of it, and then make a little money along the way. To me, Bruce seems like that type of dude. He works. You tell me, motherfucker, work every day.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't quit his job to get dedicated in this shit yet. Come on, man. Sometimes.
Well, it's just like shit. I mean, I've been popular even before this rap. This rapping thing, I've really pushed it hard just this last past year. I mean, I've been, you know, every time I tell people, like, people be like, hey, where you been, you know? I've been like, oh, I'm a rapper now. They're like, what? Because I'm Mr. Hardcore. I'm Mr. Gangster at the club, meeting bitches, taking them home, and that's it. Handling my business. Somebody got some problem, beat them down in the club, and, you know, get kicked out,
well,
come back the next day.
All the CDs that I've given out, you know what I'm saying, I haven't had anybody, you know, nobody came back yet and told me, like, damn, that bitch jamming. But I haven't had anybody bring that bitch back like, man, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And I'm talking about Goofy Bones in the beginning, you know what I'm saying, a little sample mixtape, you know what I'm saying, that we had all the way from motherfucking Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? I'm representing down here in Tampa, you know what I'm saying, giving them out to key people that I know, you know what I'm saying, would actually listen to the shit and talk about it, you know what I'm saying, not just, you know, put the shit in there and then don't never.
No, it's just, you know, like, like when we perform in our city, it's like the people are like tripped out. Like, is this? Are you really from San Jose rapping like this? You know, you get some people that are just like, you know, the song, the concept sounds good, but just the rapping and the people, and it's just But it's like when we perform, we're bringing it back like to the Dr. Dre era. You know, and motherfucking, you know, ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. You know, everybody, you know, getting involved, you know, loving that shit.
I gotta leave a new damn voicemail on my motherfucking phone, bitch. Y'all trying to reach me, y'all gotta call me on the show. That's apparently why I ain't picking up the goddamn phone. That's exactly how I'm gonna leave my motherfucking message.
Well, I'm just saying, man, you know, if you're gonna be in this game, be in it with 100%. Don't just go in there half and half just to be, you know, just to try to get some fame. Shit. Fame comes and goes, people. I'll tell you that right now. It comes and goes. But as long as your name's still out there, you'll still be famous.
Hey, I got a good website I'm putting in the chat room. Well, I'm putting on the bridge. If anybody,
I'm not even near the chat room, man. I'm just
hanging out on the bridge. Well, I'm just saying.
Like a motherfucker. I'm ready to go beat up Bruce for telling me that. So I swear,
the guy, man.
I'm like, fuck. Because it's like, it's Straight Loke Records. I mean, when Goofy Bones up there and when I do my shit, it's straight gangster. And I know motherfuckers are going to probably fight, motherfucking get rowdy, and all that shit. But when me and Bruce, you know, we're just there handling our business, talking about selling drugs, you know, getting our money, stacking our chips. But shit, when Goofy Bones on stage, he's talking about killing. You know, I'm going to rule the world, and I'm not going to fucking take anybody with me. I'm just going to destroy this motherfucker, and I'm going to sit here and sit in my own shit and laugh while the world is burning down. That's the type of shit I'm doing.
Hey, that's the type of shit
and
I'm
you know what? I've been to events where I've sung and motherfuckers have fought. Just because they were getting down so hard, like a motherfucker bumped them on accident, and they'd be like, boom. And I'm talking about rumbles. And it's not something to be proud of, but it's like, fuck, my music did that? Shit, you know what I mean? It's crazy, but go ahead, Smell. I'm sorry.
That's real. It's all good. I appreciate you, dog. That's what we're here for, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to reach out, help one another, you know what I'm saying, come up. Bullshit times, man, and this is what I always tell motherfuckers that's involved in a group, though. Never depend on the group. Always depend on your motherfucking self.
Yeah, because Straight Up Records, we're not a group. We are independent artists, each individual, but yet we have music together for represent for Straight Up Records. But it's like, see, Bruce didn't ever give me that option to where I would have to think I have to start doing my own music. Because this guy was just, Bruce always wanted to fucking do shows and shit like that. But now, you know, he's starting to fall off because this new girlfriend of his, you know.
Oh, shit. Here we
yeah,
go.
It's, girl, I'm telling you.
One thing in the business, people, listen. Leave the pussy and dick till the end.
Like I
because
told, like
if
I told
you are a weak-minded individual and that is the only thing that makes you happy, that is the main thing that is going to ruin your motherfucking career. Pussy will wipe you out. Dick will wipe you out. Sex, period. Sex, drugs, and motherfucking partying will wipe you out if you cannot handle that type of atmosphere. If you was a motherfucking square coming from the hood, and now you in the goddamn perk land, and you trying to motherfucking get in where you fit in, be yourself. Motherfuckers like an original player, not a motherfucking replication of somebody else. People like the original. People like that, man. I'm telling you. People don't like just because everybody's smoking. You know what I'm saying? And you come in, oh, yeah, I smoke too. People ain't going to like you just because of that. I ain't going to like it because you another motherfucking crab on my goddamn blunt. I would prefer if you didn't smoke because that's more for me. Now, hell yeah, I want you around all fucking day long because I know you ain't going to ask to hit my shit and we can get motherfucking work done.
See, that's the thing. See, Goofy Bone comes in with his own shit, you know? It's nice if you offer, but shit, I have my own where I can smoke it by myself. And then I get motherfuckers that look at me like I'm the greedy motherfucker when they have hella weed here, there, and everywhere. But they're not sharing with me, and I'm just saying, okay, you guys can do your own thing. Fuck, I'm going to do my own thing. You know, closed mouths don't get fed. And like I said, I told In the Sky this before. What's the point of fucking with one, going through drama with one, when you could have a whole lineup of women just wanting to be with you just because of you? There's
That's
no point on relationships when you're in the business of the music. Because women will come and go. Men will come and go. Serious people. Don't let that shit affect you. There's always bumps in the road, but don't make that a fucking super bump.
People give up their whole career for some pussy boy.
For real. Look in the sky.
They give up their whole career. Like, fuck
now, Bruce on the verge.
I don't need $1 million. I got $1 million worth of pussy. Man, hell no, not if you ain't pimping the pussy and making no $1 million off of it.
Shit.
Anyway, let me
somebody
let me,
for the car. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck.
Let me
Come
kick
on,
a little bit more education, y'all. Today is the Indie Band Survival Guide. You know what I'm saying? Provided to you by www.indieguide.com. If you're an indie artist, entertainer, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's a great website to go sign up and get registered. It's a lot more tips and everything that I'm covering, but it go a lot more in depth. And whoever keep hitting me on this motherfucking cell phone and start to piss me off, you bitches know I'm on the goddamn radio.
Why'd you ask me the question if I had insurance?
Because that's one of the main things that artists don't have. You know what I'm saying? When they go run into a record label, you know what I'm saying? But the record label turns around and charges them for insurance. And makes the artists get their own insurance. The record label don't cover that.
Okay.
So
well,
they have to insure their own work.
My insurance is just for my equipment. I don't have, like, insurance on me. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah, like personal insurance. All the insurance, though. I mean, not just your music insurance, your personal health insurance. I mean, a record label makes you cover all of that. You have personal insurance, like, basically through your home insurance, through your car and shit like that. So you actually have bodily coverage, you know what I'm saying, in different kind of ways. Average artists running to a damn record label don't have shit. They coming off a motherfucking bus, you know what I'm saying, stepping into New York at the goddamn Def Jam label record, you know what I'm saying, with a fucking stick with a little fucking sack over the back, you know what I'm saying, talking about I want to get signed.
Yeah.
And a CD in their motherfucking hand. So, nah, this is what I'm saying. These type of individuals didn't even know nothing about no insurance, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know you had to have no kind of insurance. Not even that musician's insurance. You know what I'm saying? Until reading this motherfucking guide. So, you know, and then I'm applying it to myself. Because, yeah, we have insurance through the contracts. Like, my equipment is through the contract. It says if anything get tore up, the motherfucking person with the gig is responsible. You start fighting in this bitch and you knock over my motherfucking speaker, you're responsible for that speaker. That's my insurance coverage right there. Through the contract, you know what I'm saying? Now, of course, that's only, you know, through that shit, and if a bitch don't replace you, still got to take it to court and all that fuck shit. But, you know what I'm saying, you got to have something, you know what I'm saying, for somebody to read, you know what I'm saying, just something to cover your ass. And artists do not have that. They go to the door with the ass uncovered, just ass out, you know what I'm saying, with Prince jeans on and shit, both buttocks out, like, no. Nah. All right, y'all. Commercial radio in three words. Pay for play. Down here, motherfuckers tell you it takes 350 motherfuckers a day to call on the radio station for 1 week straight in order for your song to be considered to be played on the radio. This is the bullshit they say now. This is what they're going to blow up. This the smoke they're going to blow up your ass when you call and be like, hey, how do I get my shit on the radio? Okay. Now, let's read into pay for play. The movie That Thing You Do was an interesting one to watch as an independent band. The movie takes place in the 1950s and follows the band The Wonders as they recorded their music in a church, then pressed an album using their own money. They played at local venues, got some local momentum, and then sent their album into radio stations. In a particularly memorable scene, the band was sitting in their car and got excited to hear the radio station play the song. The radio play attracted a big label and thus began their path to stardom. Unfortunately, that only happens in movies. Commercial radio is closed to independent bands without a lot of money. Even if you have great music, you can't get played on radio unless you pay for it. Except for those rare local music shows, commercial radio generally plays only major labels. If you listen to any motherfucking FM, AM radio station today, only shit you hear is the top 20 fucking songs played. Every single show, until you might get to Bill and Ted's, you know what I'm saying, mixtape hour, and then they mix up, you know what I'm saying, some local shit. But, and then the chance that you get played during that hour is so fucking slim because they got so many fucking people that want to jump in on that little fucking hour. Because that's all they have out of the whole goddamn week and out of every other rotation that motherfuckers are doing shows. Boom. Okay. So this is counter to the romantic notions that people have about radio, which largely mirrors That Thing You Do. Most people, including ourselves as we record our first album and try to get it played on the radio, believe that pay for play was made illegal. Unfortunately, all the legislation did was create a middleman for the payola. Exactly. In the late 1950s, getting a record played on the air was easy. Put a $100 bill and a few ounces of coke in a record, and the DJ would treat you right. That is real. You hit me up with a motherfucking blunt, you know what I'm saying, keep the cash, you know what I'm saying, and some good perp. Shit, nigga, I'm playing you all night. Anyways, when the public found out about that, they became incensed. To think the music on the radio was not being put on put on by the random whims of a DJ. People are paying to have it featured. Actually, at this point, the secret behind this push were the anti-rock and roll forces trying to staunch the growth of this sinful music. They was paying a lot to get their trash put on their bases, what they're saying. This got Congress mobilized to pass legislation to control payola. The legislation said that you could pay to have your music on the air, but the radio station had to say that you paid them for it on the air before playing the song, which the motherfuckers is not going to do that. This legislation not only failed to fix the issue, but it caused the opposite effect. Exactly. Now they're going to totally alienate the fucking artists because they have to actually advertise you before they even play your fucking song. They don't want to do that. They're lazy. All they want to do is play the top 20 and let the fucking songs just play. They don't want to say, hey, this is motherfucking Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, who paid, you know what I'm saying, paid to play artist, you know what I'm saying, from San Jose, California, off of the Straight Load Records album, his song, Hell and Biz, featuring Bruce Bruce. See, they ain't finna go through all that. Understand the breakdown. Hell no. Nah. That's payola right there, you know what I'm saying? Okay, one of the primary ways that people learn about music is hearing it on the radio, which is the same fucking shit I told the dumbass motherfucking DJ down here who gonna tell me you need to get your motherfucking song hot in the clubs before it gets hot on the radio. You stupid bitch, you. If the shit is hot on the radio, all the fucking club DJs will want to grab that song because it's on the radio. I've never seen it really opposite. Because radio motherfucker personalities are not in the goddamn clubs scouting for no motherfucking music. All right. Because of this, the major label needed to get their music on the radio to ensure that their recordings became a success. In order to fill this need, the independent promoter appeared, as such as myself. You know what I'm saying? These indies, which is where this all popped off, as they are called, are paid by the labels, which I'm not. And they independently try to convince the radio station to play the song. This is different. This is a different kind of indie than an indie label or band. The names are unfortunately similar, but they couldn't be more different. Okay, so I'm not an independent promoter. You know, I say I do independently promote, but I don't go to no motherfucking radio stations to ask them shit. I am the radio. So only thing I'm coming to you motherfuckers and asking is to give me all the artists that you bitches ain't playing so I can play them on my shit. Yes, that's what I do for the radio motherfucking stations. I do the opposite. Give me all the artists that you don't want to motherfucking play, and I'll play them. Independent promoters are not supposed to pay money to the radio station to influence them to spend a CD. The reality is that they do it anyway, which stupid motherfuckers down here do. Sometimes through giving the station owners promotions, like vacations, but other times just giving them money under the table. You might imagine independent promoters competing with each other, lobbying the radio station program manager to add their songs to their playlist, which is the key person you need to go after, the program manager, not the fucking DJ, not the radio personality that you hear, you know what I'm saying, making you laugh and shit. The motherfucking program manager is the dude that's behind the scenes, that's sitting here plugging and playing music and deciding what the fuck is actually going to get played that day on that playlist. The independent promoters lock up a station and basically become the toll authority for that station. The stations in the indies sign lucrative, exclusive contracts with each other to ensure this relationship. There's only one indie per station. Yeah, so if you, the independent band, had a song that was played on the radio, the promoter for that station would send you a bill, probably for $800 to $2,000. If you don't pay it, they don't play it. In reality, they never randomly play a song that was sent to them unsolicited. Yeah, they don't. I mean, shit, the only reason they play John New songs because, yeah, I had the whole fucking world, different states calling in for that fucking day, and the motherfucking dude even himself said that, damn, y'all have had more requests than T.I., Young Jeezy, Gucci, any signed artist in one day. So if that shit's going on every day, why the fuck are you not playing the song if we are having our shit requested more than these punk-ass bitches that's already signed to record labels? People do not want to hear that commercial bullshit. You're just forcing them to hear that shit. Anyways, While it sounds as if the indies are working for the major labels, they really are independent of the labels. Actually, they charge quite a bit, and so labels are feeling the pain. The funny thing is that the labels, who are far from paragons of honesty, are calling this an unfair business practice and are lobbying for a change to the laws because they're getting their motherfucking money taken. For an independent band, this arrangement is especially bad. It means that no one is going to hear your music on the radio unless you happen to have a lot of money to spend on a promotional campaign that will make them sit up and notice, which is what we did. We went on campaign. That's what he told us. Tell me, you guys have a campaign going on. I guess I never knew that before. But the worst thing is they hurt radio listeners most of all, which is the truth, your fans. No wonder radio sucks so bad nowadays. That is true. All right, and then we got another one that we're going to cover and get into some music real quick, though. We'll come back and cover that. Have you ever paid to hear your shit on the radio, Goof?
Nah, I paid to hear my shit at the clubs. But, I mean, shit, I pay outrageous prices, though. Because I ask for too much. You know what I mean? I don't ask for just one play. I ask, here, play these three songs. Here's $60. Have a good day.
Damn. Now, see, if I don't have nobody like Easy Rider down here. Now, see, Easy Rider is the perfect person for people, especially indie artists, to hook up with, and labels like yourself. You know what I'm saying? Independent labels just trying to really get their music everywhere. The owner of a jukebox company is the key motherfucking DJ. That is shit. Fuck every other DJ. That is the motherfucking best DJ to goddamn go hound and solicit. If Easy Rider ass was down here, we'd be making some fucking paper because I follow that motherfucker everywhere. That he put them goddamn jukeboxes down and he loads that artist's music up on there. I mean, to see the ramifications of that you can send a bitch every time to that jukebox and say, hey, man, put your dollar in there and play my shit. If you really like my shit, go in there and pay a dollar and play that shit. You're going to see the fan base off top. You know what I'm saying? Build up right there in each individual place that the motherfucking jukeboxes are set down. That is maximum fucking exposure. I would give you a fucking handshake, damn Easy Rider, but gas in fucking Pittsburgh. So
shout out. I've had DJs who have not played my shit and try to take my money.
Oh yeah, yeah. DJ Smalls is a small headed. Beetlejuice looking DJ that's down here, you know, the Beetlejuice with the little small head. Yeah, that's how he looked. And this crab fucker, you know what I'm saying, tried one of my artists, Keith Gates, one night at the club. Keith Gates had four homeboys with him. So Keith went on ahead and paid him a dub, you know what I'm saying, to spin a song real quick. Hour damn near to the motherfucking club about to close. The song ain't never got played yet. We're like, what the fuck? I'm standing on stage watching. Keith went into the motherfucking thing, asking, what's up, man, you going to play it? Nigga talking about then, and nigga say he not going to play it. Now, you just took this man money. How the fuck are you going to turn around and have the audacity to say you not going to play somebody's shit? Nigga, that was it. He walked out the booth, okay. After he walked out, four motherfucking goons walked in, and all the nigga says, you going to play the song? The motherfucker shook his head, and all you seen was that nigga hit the ground. And all you seen was motherfucking knees up and down, working his motherfucking ass until one security guard ran up into the DJ booth and only escorted each four of these motherfuckers that was whooping this nigga ass and set him in front of the DJ booth. Didn't escort him out the club, didn't throw him out the club because everybody knew this motherfucking DJ is a crab-ass fucking DJ and he deserved to get his ass whooped. And I applaud any motherfucking artist that go out there and whoop DJ's ass who do that. I'm not going to take your money if I'm not going to instantly play your shit. If I just don't want to play your shit, I'm just going to tell you, hey, man, I don't play indie artist music. I'm going to tell you just straight up, or I ain't going to play that. I ain't going to play T.I. I tell motherfuckers in the club all the time, I don't play them fucking songs. I don't know these niggas. I play shit that I know. I play motherfucking artists that support me. These commercialized motherfuckers don't fuck Gucci. I ain't never met the nigga, never talked the nigga on the phone, and don't have no future plans of meeting the nigga in prison because that's where his ass is at. So that's not on my motherfucking influential to meet list. But artists like Goofy, Bone, Red Shades, and Six Figures, and motherfucking artists that I can, you know what I'm saying, tangibly go and network with in different fucking areas, that's who the fuck you need to reach out, Cream Dot, and motherfucking network with. Fuck all these other people, man. But anyway, let's get into a song.
You know what, the funny thing is, I try to do the same shit, but this one place that we were at, the DJ booth has a door, and the motherfucker pushed me out and closed the door on me. But he has like a window that where he can see the dance floor and shit like that. So he wasn't playing my shit. He took my money. I told all my homeboys, we had bottle service and everything. I said, you take your glass and you just chuck it in that motherfucker. And he had probably about 6-7 glasses up in his motherfucking the DJ booth, trashing the place, everything, man. I even threw my bottle of Grey Goose up in there, motherfucker, and play my song. And then I went up in there and then fucked up all his shit. And I mean, fuck, I mean, I'm drugged everything, fucking not giving a fuck. Because it's like, how the hell you going to take somebody's money and sit there and make that motherfucker look like an idiot and you don't even play his music? People will react for real. If you say yes and take that money, that is an agreement.
And then turn around and be like,
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you give a fuck when you got fucking shot glasses, motherfucking drinking, fucking liquor drinking glasses chucked at you, and them motherfuckers are hard. They ain't no cheap-ass glass.
And the whole time security wasn't saying nothing about this?
I'm gonna be honest with you, security. They get scared of us sometimes. When it's me, Grizz, and all my other homeboys.
You said sometimes people need surgery to make them feel better about themselves.
Yes, because
well, all my life I felt I was black. I listened to hip hop, I watched UPN, and I loved playing basketball.
What the hell does UPN have to do with it? UPN's a black station.
I don't know.
Security, believe me, they ain't going to mob with us. They'll escort us out, and we'll go out peacefully. But if we're bashing somebody, somebody will come and be like, hey, can you please stop? And me, I already motherfucking, I already done my damage. I'll be escorted out easily.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a part two to this survivor guide. You already know.
Did I talk too much?
No, bro. This is a 102-page motherfucking survival guide.
I was reading it.
I sent you the. I gotta send you the updated. Actually, I gave you the 2006. I got a 2008, brother. That you can ask Miss PC. This shit here shits on that other one I sent you. I mean,
what
it's got
fuck?
So.
I just wasted 44 pages.
Well, this is 102 pages.
Jesus Christ, you tripping?
Bruh, I just found it, man. I went and signed up on IndieGuide.com, and they gave me the updated, the updated shit. And the updated is, the revised one is 102 motherfucking pages long. But, I mean, everything that I'm reading, you wouldn't be reading in that guide, everything I just read, They just added more shit to it. But anyways, I'm emailing it back to you, motherfucker, so you're going to get it. Shit.
Okay, well, Smelly, I want your outtake on some of these independent artists. I mean, you got some that are pushing.
Right.
Then you got
yeah.
some that make two or three songs and they think they going somewhere.
But listen, bro, this is my only example that I use. Tom G is the hottest fucking artist since 2005 that has been on the map for Tampa, Florida. This motherfucker has never been, to my knowledge, to Cali, or pushing his music anywhere outside of Florida. This motherfucker at least once a month has a goddamn EP, LP, song, some fucking kind of mixtape party, some kind of bullshit party, to promote his song. But he don't do nothing with the shit at all. He don't collab with other artists, and then these motherfuckers pushing and get a damn Bay Area tour going and actually go on fucking tour to other states, and I don't mean go around Florida to goddamn Mayberry, the Mom Mayberry and these little mom and pop towns. I'm talking about major fucking areas to where they welcome performances, welcome artists, Nashville and all these other big places, and reach the fuck out, man. Other places love you. Your own state hates you.
Mm-hmm.
All artists understand your motherfucking state hates you. They hate the fact that you are doing something more than them. So therefore, go to someone else's state that don't motherfucking know you, and you will always come up and succeed. If you stay there too long, you will be treated like a resident. That's why you get in, smash the whole fucking town, make your money, and then get the fuck out and go somewhere else. That is what a tour is for.
And it's called Locus. You go over there, you take all the natural resources that you need, and then you move on to the next place. Once you conquer an area, it's already conquered. Until you got to go back there and give it an update.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
And they're going to want you to come back. When they,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You make that first mark, they're going to want you to come back if you do what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers run out there and sometimes, you know what I'm saying, they just don't put they all into it. You know what I'm saying? They kind of half-ass it. I don't know what the fuck be. These independent artists these days don't hear the lyrics of Luda. You feel me? They didn't listen to the lyrics of I sold 50,000 out my motherfucking trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then motherfuckers came and seen me. That's how Luda blew up. He didn't go looking at no goddamn record label. Record labels came and seen him. Drama and all these other niggas blew up, really, because they on the corner pushing units. That's what motherfuckers want to see, units. How many units can you motherfucking push? I don't give a damn if you selling your shit $2 a pop and you pushing 200,000 motherfucking units. That's what they looking for, units. This motherfucker is pushing 200,000 and people is actually listening to his shit. They don't give a fuck if it was only $2. They gonna motherfucker take that shit, put $10 on it so they can give you your $2 that you still happen to make, and then they gonna make $10 off that bitch by selling that motherfucker for $13 off of your motherfucking ass. But because, you know, most artists don't do their research and don't care, they still take that $2 and then be happy when they get a motherfucking dollar on top of that, thinking that they making money and shit, while the fucking record label and everybody else is raping you. You know what I'm saying? Making $10, $11 off of you and still stealing all your rights, all your creativity, all everything while you is under the spell of the fucking record label. And that's what it is. It's a motherfucking spell. If you under the spell of the record label, you're getting your ass motherfucking raped with no Vaseline. It ain't no other way to motherfucking say it gently. It's just straight up. It's a fucking nasty business. It's cutthroat. Ain't no friends in motherfucking business, which a lot of motherfuckers go in there looking for friendships and all that old dumb shit. It's all about the motherfucking paper. If I got to play this Bama over and over and over and over again, it's all about the motherfucking paper. That's what he goddamn tell you. It's about the paper. Let me beam in this motherfucking computer lady real quick.
For real. All you people got to realize, getting signed to a label, you're losing money. Unless you're making hits. And when I say hit, you're making singles platinum.
And
that's
if you're doing that, why you need to be on the record label, though? Because if you got a hit song,
exactly.
And that bitch
is
why you don't put it on a mixtape, hit the corner, and say, man, give me $10 for this motherfucker. This bitch is on the radio. Who is not? If you got that good swagger, that good talk game, a bitch is going to give you $10 for that motherfucker. I just heard that shit on the radio. I can't find it nowhere but here. They're going to give you their money.
And another
PC,
thing,
you
and
in
another
the building.
Thing is if you want to make money, all these iTunes and all putting your money all over the internet, make a motherfucking hit where they can't get it and force them to buy that CD. Because iTunes, you have the option to only buy one song. You know how all these artists, they make, you know, three good songs and the rest of them are crappy. And you have to buy the whole CD just to hear them songs. But now iTunes, you can only buy them three songs and then that's it.
Damn.
See, you getting ripped off right there. Shit. Make exclusives. Exclusives, people will want exclusives. And trust me,
Ms.
that's
computer
how
lady,
I work.
You in the building, Ms. Computer Lady.
And believe me, it's created an empire, believe me. And I've sold units. Not like these fake-ass Milwaukee gay motherfuckers that make YouTube videos all day acting like they're so fucking rich. And broke-down-ass fucking lives and fucking beat-up-ass Goodwill clothes.
I got receipts.
I'll show you
that's
a
why
closet
I keep receipts.
Full of clothes, people. That's how you know motherfuckers have built their empire. That's how you know people are real. What they say, when I say that I have a Louis Vuitton wallet, I have a few. When I say Louis Vuitton in my shit, I have it. When I say I have 22s on my car, I have it. When I say I have guns, I have it. Be real about your shit. Don't be one of these fake, imaginary, in the neighborhood of make-believe motherfucking people. Living off stories of the relatives or off the news. Be real about your shit, people. Build your empire before you try to fucking say you something that you're not.
Ms. PC, you want to add to this?
First of all, hey, everybody.
Ms. PC in the building, y'all. Let's go ahead and let's welcome her to the show. Ms. Best Computer Lady, Helen out of... what you in, Toledo?
Toledo,
Ohio. Yeah. Toledo, Ohio. Home of the motherfucking Christmas Grinch that's going around stealing motherfucking volunteer bell workers money and shit. So if you out there in front of Walmart ringing the bell and shit trying to collect some funds from fucking Salvation Army, you better watch out, Toledo. This motherfucker going around jumping out, snatching y'all shit up and peeling off, talking about fuck Christmas. So it gave me an idea, too. You know what I'm saying? Nigga hard up right now.
See,
it's a quick come up.
See, this is why I created the show in the first place. So it could be some positive coming from Toledo instead of all the negative things.
Hey, ain't nobody tell y'all to be in the news. Hey, y'all in the news.
Yeah, but my goal is to make it for a good reason while we're on the news. But anyway, hey to everybody. Let me just quickly add two quick points in. I had mentioned in the chat room that when you were talking about the program director and trying to get into the owner, that is true. Because I talked with an owner of one of the local radio stations here in town, and what he told me was very shocking. And it goes back to everything you were talking about, Smelly, and thank you for this too. Because this is wonderful.
To me, it's better to learn, you know what I'm saying, to go through this guy with people, know what I'm saying, instead of really kind of read it on your own, and then, you know what I'm saying, to really get a breakdown of it, because everybody got experience in every area of the guide already, you know what I'm saying,
right.
So that's why I can ask Goofy, you know what I'm saying, about the insurance, and that helped out. Because I didn't know nothing about no motherfucking insurance, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So a breakdown
and
of
before
that.
I go, and before going, hey, Goofy, mwah, love you. What he told me was shocking, and I was basically telling him, hey, wait a minute, you own the radio station, don't you, dictate and everything? And let me go back real quick. I had told him about one indie artist, I'll mention his name, Q Harper, how great his music was and everything. He said, send me all the info. I sent him all the info. And, I've been checking out the radio station and everything. No, it hasn't been played. So I talked with him a couple weeks ago. I said, just want to do a follow-up, what's going on with everything. He said, oh, I love it. I said, I'm glad. What's the problem? He said, it's the demographics. I said, what do you mean? And he said something about demographics.
Yeah, the area that where it's from?
Well, what a lot of in the industry nowadays, how radio stations are ruled to play, the top 20 and top 40 and all of that stuff in order to survive or try to keep a station. And even if a station is owned, it's not really owned, that type of thing. Mm. And he was letting me know that although he owns a radio station, he has to run it a certain way in order to keep the radio station to survive. I said, well, you're not being fair, though. I mean, I'm emailing you all this music and everything. You mean you tell me, I mean, emailing all this music is not getting played? I told him, because I'm playing it. And he said, yeah, but I got to keep the station open. I said, yeah, but you got to bring out the music, even music I'm emailing you that if it's not good, I'm not going to be emailing it to you in the first place. But that got to be an interesting conversation. And on another route, the program director, I took her to see Q Hopper in concert. And I was, oh, yeah, she saw her too. And when she saw them perform, she was like, oh. I said, yeah, I've been trying to tell you. I said, I'm not going to tell anybody that don't come out with their A game to play on this station.
What?
She said, I'm going to make sure they're played. Mm-hmm. And here I am, an internet radio talk show host, taking someone who's playing the top whatever 40 and all to see a show. And here I am recommending it. I said, this is what you all do. Now, how am I doing this?
Hey,
with
this
my spare time and running business at the same time.
This is Shelly K. Dance with me playing in the background, y'all. Sent by Miss Computer Lady. Holding it down. We're going to get Miss Shelly K on the interview. Coming
all
up
right.
Soon on Feature Friday. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. See what she's working with.
Oh, wow.
Really. Yeah, since you done sent me the whole damn album and everything, you know, I guess I have to do the whole Shelly K show, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
big ups, Miss PC. Big ups, Miss PC.
Oh,
and, but for future reference,
anything,
three tracks, please. Just three tracks. I mean, just three tracks, you know.
I'm sorry.
Unless I'm personally promoting the person, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Three tracks. You know, got to make room. Got to make room. It's a free server, but we got to make room.
I understand.
But no, I definitely want to get on the interview, though. You know what I'm saying? Since I got so much music from her, that'll be cool to upload and just really go in for the whole day and just feature her. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if I overdid, I apologize. I just want to make sure. I want to make sure they get everything. I want to make sure that I don't miss nobody. I don't miss nothing. I'm sorry.
It's all good. I was like, damn, we got the 30th email came in, and I'm like, okay, Miss PC, one half a track at a time. You know what I'm saying? She sent half a track at a time. So, I got to give you the other part. So it's all good. Appreciate it. We got it. It's played. Keep it in rotation. And I'm going to have, I'm going to do old Smooth Day, too. You know what I'm saying? Probably Thursday. No, ain't going to be Thursday. I got to do the. Tomorrow gonna be the other half of this. Yeah, so y'all tune back in to Indie Band Survival Guide Part 2. It's gonna be going down, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow. Finish up some of this. And get some damn news. I'm gonna read my news first, goddammit, because I ain't get to read my motherfucking news today.
Yeah, you know
start
what?
Start that off at the top of the hour. Yeah, we'll start that out at the top of the hour, put about 30 minutes on that motherfucker, and then get back into the Survival Guide.
Well, let me go ahead and go so you read the news. And Goofy, I love you. And you
no,
got
I
my
ain't
score.
Reading no news. We done. We done.
Oh,
Goofy,
done.
You
got
no show after this?
Yo, Goofy?
Yeah.
He must have hung up.
Oh. Well, I ain't seen no show pop up. You know what I'm saying?
He said he was taking a break.
Oh, okay. He doing the late night shows. All right. Well,
okay.
Yeah, he been doing the 12 a.m. shows. Well, y'all already know what time it is. Appreciate all everybody, you know what I'm saying, who tuned in. Easy Rider, Steady J, Miss Computer Lady, Goofy Bow. You know what I'm saying, and everybody that came through, man, and enjoyed the show. Make sure you check back on the archives if you missed anything. It's definitely there. This is the Indie Band Survival Guide Wednesday, and going down real big. Hosted by your boy, DJ Smells So Good. TAMPA, man. FLA, Hillsborough County, 81 Trey. All the way to the 419, to the 408. Everywhere in between. Don't hate, just congratulate, man. And big ups to my international co-host, Miss Tasha Triple X. Still chilling in Canada, you know what I'm saying? Ain't got no access, but she coming back to the state soon, y'all. And she'll be back on the show, so y'all look out for that. And Shelly K in the back, y'all look out for her. We're going to be playing her one more game. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and stop that and play her.
Take care, everybody.
Hey, peace out, Miss Computer Lady.
All right,
this is the last show of the day. And this is, can I get it going? Shelly Kelly. And this is called, hold on. Go. Where the hell is it? Oh, there we go. Shelly Kelly, people, we out in the motherfucking building.
Shelly K.
Yeah, I see Shelly Kelly. What's the last name? What is the last name?
I don't know. She didn't tell me.
Oh, okay.
All right,
well, it's Shelly K. Dance with me, y'all. We out in the motherfucking building. Peace.
Bye-bye, everybody.